Greetings. This is a homeschooling commentary. This is January the 17th, 2010. I'd like to read from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. This passage is speaking to parents. In the last few months, there has been a number of articles, either in the news or other places, on the subject of homeschooling, some in favor and some in disfavor. What I'd like to do today is take the scriptures and read just a few verses on the subject of parents training their children. Now, I'm thankful for the articles that we read that speak of academics and that homeschoolers do very well and actually excel in areas of, like I say, academics as far as public school and so forth. But what is the real reason for homeschooling? What is the real reason? Well, I believe it's for religious reasons. Again, thank God for academics. Thanks God for the fact they're learning and those kind of things. But what is the real reason that God would have parents to homeschool their children? Well, I believe it's for religious reasons. It has to do with spiritual things. That's number one. And as we come to the Bible, Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6, God says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." According to the Bible, we find that homeschooling basically is God's way. Actually, it is commanded in the Scriptures, in the Old Testament, many times, as in Deuteronomy 6, verses 5 through 10, and then in the New Testament, Ephesians 6, verses 1 through about 6, we're told that we are to train them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Well, here in Proverbs 22, verse 6, the very first word of this verse is train. Train up a child in the way he should go. That is God's way, in God's way. And when he is old, that is when he's grown, he will not depart from it. The word train here has the ideal of teaching, molding, and developing. So, when we come to the Scriptures, what are the reasons for homeschooling, or the reason? It is a religious reason. Obviously, they will excel in academics and other areas of life, but basically, we are to train them up in the things of God, that they would grow up loving God, loving His Word, that they would be soldiers for the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, basically, there are three areas of education. We have in our country public education or government schools. We have, we'll call it Christian education in the sense of schools in the church across our land. And then we have home education. So there's basically three areas. I'm sure that we could branch out farther than that and consider some other areas, but basically a child in our country would be educated in the home by the parents, or they would be educated in a Christian environment, for instance, in the church, a Christian school, church school, or either they would be educated in a public or what we call a government school. Now, which of these is right and which of these are biblical? Well, we can automatically rule out public education or government-run schools. We don't find that principle anywhere in the Word of God. And secondly, to just be honest with you, even church-run schools are basically not biblical in the sense that it's still taking the responsibility away from the parents. I'm saying to you that home education, the parents educating their children, is God's way, first choice. Now, As we read in Jeremiah 10, verse 2, God says here, "Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them." Now, I know I'm pulling this from its context to some extent, but my main emphasis here is on the phrase, "learn not the way of the heathen." We are not to be putting our children in educational settings that would carry them away from the Word of God. And I want you to understand that in public education, that you've got books that are there that they should not be reading. You have profanity, the teaching of evolution, sex education, drugs, evil communications, and I could go on with a list of problems that plague the public or government schools. And I hear parents that will say, well, we want to send them there as missionaries, and that's about one of the most foolish statements that I have ever heard. You do not send children anywhere to be missionaries. And I want you to understand that, as someone said years ago, says, when my son is as strong as Daniel, then I will send him to Babylon. You don't send a child into Babylon to be a missionary to a pagan culture. It's just wrong. And let me say this also, if God is not welcome in the government schools or the public schools today, why would I think that my children are welcome there as Christians? Just want you to understand that God has a lot to say about the education of children, the training of children in the Word of God. And you may say, well, preacher, why do you have a problem with even Christian education? Well, the Bible says in Titus 2, if you read the chapter closely, that women are to be keepers at home. They're to love their husbands and to love their children. And the thing about Christian-based schools that are in churches, the majority of them are run by women. And again, it pulls the women out of the home, even away from their own children sometimes, while that they're teaching other children. Read Titus chapter 2 and 1 Timothy 5. And verse 14, there's many other places that we could consider. The Bible tells us in Psalms 128 and verse 3 that children are as tender plants. They need to grow up in a greenhouse type environment in the home. They're not to be sent out into areas and arenas that will bring harm to their spiritual life as they grow to be an adult. The Bible tells us in Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15, Joshua said, as far as me and my house, he basically said, we will serve the Lord. Joshua was a man that took charge of his home. He led his home. And I'm saying that men today and mothers ought to take charge of their home. The mama should be a keeper at home, as the Bible says. The father is to make the living. And we are to train these children up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And this is why that in Colossians chapter 2, and I'm going to take one verse from this chapter as I bring this commentary near a close. And I want you to listen to what God has to say in Colossians chapter 2, a very important verse that we find in the Word of God. He says in Colossians 2, verse 8, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." I want you to understand that in the public arena today and the education, it is not centered around the Lord Jesus Christ. And here we see in this verse, he said, beware. There's a warning that's given here. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy, that is, a lover of wisdom, and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Where do we find truth? Where do we find wisdom? Where do we find education? Well, according to Colossians 2, The Bible says they're in Christ because in verse 3 it says, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Everything that we need is in the Lord Jesus Christ. So why should we homeschool? It is because of religious reasons. Yes, thank God for the academics, but because of Christ, and that they may grow up to be soldiers, mighty warriors for the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I want to thank you for listening to this commentary today. God bless you.